Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you one of my fabulous friends, Miss Elizabeth Quintanilla. Elizabeth, why don't you take it from here?
Awesome. Well, I am glad to be part of the fabulous Public Speakers Association. This is a wonderful organization, and if you haven't checked out one of your local chapters, you must do so. And it is great. I think Austin now is going to have 3 chapters in Austin. So I welcome every speaker who's been on this summit to come visit the North Austin and reach out. So anyway, today's topic is how to promote your event through using online marketing. And specifically, I'm going to show you 10 different ways to promote your event only using online marketing techniques. There is also offline marketing techniques for promoting your event, but this presentation is focusing on that. How I like to talk about is how I see the world of marketing. I always begin every presentation with this because there is so much confusion on what is marketing. We all know marketing is not just your logo. While I love the Starbucks logo, you can go Google history of Starbucks and you can even see their evolution of logos. In fact, I have a feeling they're probably going to evolve again soon. Basically, if the circus is coming into town and you paint the sign, "Circus is coming to the fairground on Saturday," that's advertising. For instance, we can always have Facebook and LinkedIn ads and also Twitter ads promoting our event. But we have to remember that is advertising. Now, if you put the sign on the back of the elephant and walk it through town, that's promotion. So every time you go to Vegas and see those little trucks advertising Subway up and down the strip, that's promotion. Now, if you get the notoriety, like we all love our fearless leader from Virgin, and you can see all of his publicity stunts that he has. And it's the fact that he gets us all to laugh about it because he decides to serve first class this mega CEO and wear a cocktail dress and serve first class, and we laugh about it, that's public relations. But if we actually go from Austin and buy Virgin and go from Austin to London on Virgin, that's sales. And the orchestration of all of this is marketing. So where does event marketing go? All of us depend in business for leads. We get leads from various sources, going to our local chamber, networking, having our referrals. And, you know, the fact is my bookkeeper refers me all of her clients, and that's great and that's wonderful. And I do my best to service her clients. All of them. And also, but, you know, you can always have that landing page and just download our white paper and learn more. But events are very critical because guess what? If they come to your event, if they sign up for your event, if they're coming in for more than just that free piece of chocolate at your booth, they're interested in your business. They're a hot lead. So event marketing is critical in every business. You could be even a one-person consultant and have your own meetup and have that be a great funnel for your potential clients. And it's also an easy way to get other speaking gigs, too, because you're always hosting a meetup. Now, getting more to the point, what we know that is this is now we're trying to keep all of our customers that we've obtained and get them talking about us. So, number one tip on event marketing is if your business does not have a newsletter today, I do recommend highly, highly, highly starting your own newsletter, especially your opt-in, because all of your clients and your prospects and all the people who like you, especially your partners, really should be on your newsletter list because the first place I would advertise my event and share my event is my newsletter. Because that is your warm database of having people coming in to do. And luckily, with most newsletters, you can forward and share. In fact, I believe that Tanya Hoffman has drilled into us at least 2 or 3 times a nice little message. Please share on social media to all your friends and families and peers this event and the when you're speaking and what is your topic. So I made sure to share with everybody that I was speaking today at 2 p.m. So number one is I have a newsletter, and there's several different things on the newsletter. So if you don't have your social sharing buttons on the top of the newsletter, please, please put those on there. A newsletter allows you to keep in touch with your current customers and prospects. So, and you realize that most of your business is going to be referrals, so word of mouth. And so if you're having your events and doing regular event series, having them in your newsletter will have that. And it's so much easier for your clients or your prospects or your vendors just to forward a newsletter saying, all right, we just had coffee and you need to know about this. So if you need something, let me share this with you. And by the way, come to this next thing. So really what we have then is social media next. So with newsletters, you obviously can share that, but you can also create a social media plan around the event. And so that you're actually creating a total online presence. Remember, social media is not just a product or a platform. Facebook itself, it's a service for your business. You kind of weave it into everything. It allows you to post several times that you're doing this event and you're sharing this. And so, and you never know where people are digesting that information. So sometimes, even if you can schedule your social media, you can schedule it for 7 o'clock at night because some people might be checking their phone going, oh, yeah, and you show up in their feed. Also, like I mentioned earlier, you can, depending on the event and the budget, you can also post a Facebook ad as well as LinkedIn ads. And for instance, there's a great little company, I can't really call it little anymore, but I remember when they were a startup and now they're established. And now they have their own event over there downtown coming in October. And they're sending me all sorts of Facebook ads saying, please come, please come, please come, please come. And every time I open up Facebook in their advertising, I see it. And it's really funny because I'm targeted differently on LinkedIn, but I get the same thing. Besides Facebook and LinkedIn, you can create your own little YouTube and have a video of your event and why people should come to an event. In fact, it also is a good way of showing your company culture. And, you know, because now your YouTube is always digestible. In fact, the other day I was submitting a talk with another peer from the Public Speakers Association, and I was Googling Tanya Hoffman's YouTube channel. And here she can have a ton of YouTube for every virtual summit with a little peep from every past presenter and saying why the virtual summits are here and why you should attend the virtual summit, the current one upcoming. And in fact, that could be a whole series of YouTube, since you do this every month, virtual summit, and having all of those past presenters saying, oh, this is a wonderful thing. And that will always be indexable. So don't always think of those four, you know, the four major sites. There's also some offbeat sites and stuff like that. So, for instance, if you created a flyer and it's a good design, why not upload it to your corporate Flickr account or Pinterest as well? And it can always be there and have that link from the Flickr and the Pinterest account go to your customized event landing page for your event. It always should go back there. And just because you do the same event over and over again, please create a new landing page for the event every time, because that allows you to keep and not have to take down the events. And always you can leverage from SEO and a long tail effect for the words, for your keywords of the event name, and have people come to you because they're looking for something like you, and then they stumble upon a past one and go, dun, 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 dun. Here's the upcoming event, and they were referred to it by Pinterest. So I emphasize the fact that we need to be posting our events on our newsletter, and newsletters are also great for posting other useful information, and in fact, it might be also a good way of providing some teaser content for why they need to come in and what you're about. Email. Now, this is going to be a little bit different from just your newsletters that are also email newsletters. But take advantage of your signature on your email. If this is a big event that your company is putting on, or if it's a big deal for you, put on there where people can come for the upcoming events in there. And there's also ways using CRM as well as other third-party tools to create autoresponders. For instance, your CRM or your email marketing can do an autoresponder per person, kindly reminding them that this upcoming event, and it's a very personalized email. Obviously, from your CRM, you're looking at your contact record, and in that contact record, it pulls in all the fields that are in that CRM, and it just sends them a nice little note and reminder. And you did this when you were sleeping. In fact, you can schedule it to go out and make yourself look like you were working at 5:15 in the morning if you like. Or in my case, 10 o'clock at night because everybody thinks I'm working that late. Don't forget to invite your key people. And I'm talking about social media, but social media is a platform for people to do personal networking, online networking. Go in and put a message out there. Don't necessarily put 100 people on the same message because not everybody wants to see everybody's response, but go ahead and take some time out and put your key people that you want attending that event. Guess what? Message them. Message them on the platform of choice. LinkedIn, Facebook, tweet, doesn't matter. But make sure that they're there and you're interacting with them. And if there's a way to keep it public, aka make sure that the conversation's happening on their wall or the intersection of connections as the case of Twitter, that way everybody who's publicly connected can see you and talking about this thing. And they're kind of just silently eavesdropping. Now, I also want to emphasize, in addition to your newsletter, you really should have a CRM for your business. I personally use Zoho. It's a nice, easy system, very affordable for small businesses, has a lot of key integration with other tools that I use in my marketing tool set. But this is where you can kind of keep in track and see if they've attended a past event. And so I can do a search query for all those people who have attended a past event and make sure that I can do a specialized news blast, because what I can do is export all of those names and put those into my newsletter system, such as my Constant Contact, create a new tag or a new list for them, and saying event, past event attendees. And that way, they get a special blast. And that was just using a combination of my CRM and my email marketing system. One of the things I'm going to be implementing soon in my business is, especially because of the encouragement of mentors and peers like Tanya Hoffman and others, is I'm going to probably be doing my podcast. Now, most of us don't do events alone. And if you have guest speakers, and especially if you have sponsors, what a great way to promote the speakers or the sponsors and give some teaser information, not their whole presentation, because you don't want to devalue the point for coming to an event, but enough teaser information so that they get to know you. And in fact, that's indexable as well. And you, at the end, you have a call to action inviting everybody to your upcoming event. And especially if you have sponsors and other people you're doing events with and sharing, you'll be actually able to have them share your content to their list. It's very critical that your other speakers and your sponsors share the event to their lists, because everybody needs to opt into your list, but you don't always have the audience that other people have. So the best way to extend your reach is to make sure that they're doing all the same techniques to promote the event. Now, some people, their newsletters will be more powerful. However, since I'm a new podcaster, but if I was able to promote my event with a very senior podcaster, that would be fabulous. We mentioned video earlier, so I'm just reiterating the video. Again, recently I was putting a submission to South by Southwest, and at South by Southwest, they were having links to previous places where you were talking. It's critical now to have at least a little snippet, you know, maybe not this whole 30-minute presentation, but just a little snippet of, you know, maybe some interesting things going on with Camtasia with this audio file. Because what I can do with Camtasia, which is another third-party tool, is create a screenshot, or basically a video of my screen, and I can import the audio that's already going on and create a nice little teaser video to promote to the event. And as we all know, for video marketing, the more videos you have, the chances the bigger the people are that are going to be following you, especially if you upload frequently. And in addition to that, everything is indexable. So, press releases. There are several service providers that do press releases per month, 2, 3, or you can buy a press release per release. And then there's also some out there that'll do free press releases. You're not going to get the same, obviously, quality as if you spent $250. But if I'm doing a big conference and I know that I've gotten the City of Austin Downtown Conference Center, you better believe I'm doing a press release and letting people know about it. And I will be willing to let other people. And then trying to see if I can get on local calendars. So with a press release, the follow-up technique is to try to find local publications or other publications to syndicate the copy, or at the very least, take the information and put it on their calendar. So for instance, the Austin Business Journal here, and this is, there's business journals in every major metropolitan area, have a calendar of events. So if you're able to put your event, even if it's free, on that calendar, you just reach the entire audience who subscribes either online or to the actual paper of the business journal. Nice way of getting your event out. Now, the business journal also does charge for actually putting their events on the calendar, but there are other entities that run local calendars, so do 512 here locally and other things. Meetup. I've run basically two meetings a month, monthly, and one of them is for the Public Speakers Association. Thank you, Tanya. And the other one is specifically targeted to entrepreneurs. Now, there's several entrepreneur meetups out there. So if I feel that's an important event, I will ask other meetup organizers to cross-promote this event on several meetups. And so I have this event coming on Monday, and it's actually on the agenda of three meetups, and I'm working my way to get it also listed on two more so that I reach a broader audience. And if you're a member of Meetup, you'll also get those automatic emails saying this event might be something interesting for you. So there you go. Don't underestimate the power of Meetup. And if you have the event, at the bottom of every event, there's a chat function which will allow you to make messages and have a public dialogue. So you can be thanking the sponsors for their contribution. You can be thanking the upcoming speakers and saying, this is what you will learn. So, for instance, this upcoming meetup, I've been heavily promoting my bookkeeper. After all, she does prefer me clients. For her upcoming QuickBook classes, because she wants to start doing QuickBook training. So this is what everybody will learn. Here's an introduction to QuickBooks. Now, sponsorships should leverage them, because in addition to just getting money from the sponsors, they should be promoting the event too. And they should be, and you can look at it, and now you can tag. So using the sponsorships and their pages as a business, I will tag all of my sponsors' business pages and say thank you, because when I tag it, I will most likely, depending on their settings, be able to show up on their feed as a business. And so now it's a great little way of not only promoting my event, but also promoting my business logo and saying, hey, we're having this upcoming thing. Now, at the end of the day, the core of your business should be running off your website, because otherwise you're doing, I thought the cute little term that I saw online today was social media sharecropping. So you want to develop your audience and you want to have landing pages. Now, we all get busy, and I'm also very, very busy. So one of my things is having some of my staff go through all of our past events and post-populate, you know, instead of pre-date our upcoming events, we can also post-date our prior events and have landing pages. So it adds to our website and it adds to our SEO, search engine optimization, but also have the upcoming. And depending on your WordPress implementation, you can actually implement a event calendar system where you not only have a calendar feature, so it's not just a landing page, but that landing page drives up to a calendar. So if people are wanting to see your upcoming calendar, it's like, ooh, that's cool. There's three things going on, you know, August 3rd. Oh, what's this? Oh, and then each of those are linking to a specific event landing page. Now, remember what our business general goals are. You know, reaching new customers, encouraging our repeat business, you know, and we have to nurture our leads and relationships. And we're always, always engaging our fans, our customers, our partners, our vendors, because you want them to talk and advocate on your behalf. Because ultimately, all of this leads to more revenue and more donations if you're there. But remember, you can do little tricks. Like, for instance, you can do a teaser white paper. This white paper won't be able to be downloaded unless you attend the event early, or will be available, you know, 2 weeks from now to the general public. And, of course, you're going to do a lead capture system for the download. But that way you can say all the people who are there will have their own personalized content who show up to the event. And perhaps if they're there for education, they'll come in for that free content to take back. So I'm ending this a little bit early for questions and Q&A. I can always go into greater detail in any of these, but I wanted to leave a little bit more time since I kind of rushed over, I feel, 10 critical pieces of marketing that should be as part of your business as a whole, but tailored to event marketing. Tanya? Okay, I will go back in.